I'm Paul Hunton, and this is 24 Frames on 89.1 FM. I've called the Southwest home my entire life. My family's legacy here stretches back even further than me. I'm the great-grandson of Dust Bowl farmers, the great-great-great-nephew of Texas Ranger Benjamin McCullough, who called Davy Crockett neighbor. New Mexico and Texas are where my roots are. So when I see the Southwest portrayed in film or television, my BS detector is on high alert. Last year, it was refreshing when Hell or High Water hit the big screen. Starring Jeff Bridges, Chris Pine, and Ben Foster, it was shot in and around Clovis and mentions Lubbock a couple times. It captured the heart of people out here and showed the devastation of certain areas due to economic downturn, drought, and all the other factors that have harmed the region that we've seen take place over the past 20 years. Taylor Sheridan, the screenwriter of Hell or High Water, gets this place. He was raised on a ranch in Texas, and so the lifestyle and culture are in his blood. His body of work, starting with Sicario, then Hell or High Water, and now Wind River, are all part of the same spirit of filmmaking that embodies the Southwest, or even more encompassing, the idea of the modern West. The newest of the three is Wind River, which Sheridan didn't just write, but also direct. This time, he's out of the Southwest and up in Wyoming for a murder mystery thriller. But even though the subject matter hinges on a mystery, Sheridan still laces in the type of character and culture building that most movies pass over to advance a cliché plot. Jeremy Renner stars as Corey Lambert, a regional game tracker who stumbles upon a grisly murder, and when help arrives, it's a green FBI agent played by Elizabeth Olsen. Sheridan takes the time to show the culture and the inherent issues of decay as the West is overlooked for the coast and people are left to defend for themselves. In a tense and trying moment, Olsen asks Renner how people survive out here. His reply, luck doesn't live out here. Wind River opens this weekend at the Alamo Drafthouse.